You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What are you manning about over there?
You know, I am super excited. In a couple weeks, I get to go see Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
It's been a year since I've been down there.
Yeah, that's good.
And one of the things I will say about the Gulf Coast is they have amazing live music. You know, obviously the casino life is bumping down there. There's always live comedy.
Yeah.
And so a few nights ago, I was like, man, I need to get online and just see, like, you know, what do they got to offer in Biloxi when I'm down there? Yeah, you never know.
Like a concert or something.
Oh, my gosh. There's always stars. Always something to go do down there. Mm. So I just pulled up the calendar of events for the week I'm going to be down there.
Yeah. I think I already know where this is going.
Songbird, anyone?
So.
Come on. On.
Smooth.
That's the only thing listed is Kenny G and Elf the Musical live, which I'm not saying no to, but that's not really what I had in mind when I thought nightlife.
So I faded it down production? So we don't have to pay for it, and then...
Yeah, well...
Oh.
Yeah.
He's shredding it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! I feel like at that moment, I would just stand up and throw the devil horns.
You'd have to.
I mean, please.
So when... When we were in, I don't know if she still is or not. We haven't talked about it in years. Let me backtrack. I have a little photo album at home of all the concert tickets and basketball tickets and when they were, you know, Kansas City Wiz and Kansas City Wizards. And I saved all those physical tickets for years. And I came across it the other day, kind of like you, going through your box of effects.
Yeah.
And, I'm thumbing through it and just kind of remembering, oh, the night went and saw John Mellencamp and Pink Floyd and Prince and Kenny G.
Was it in there?
So, yes, it was. When we were in college, Shonda, we were dating in college, it was long before we got married and started a family. Shonda was a monster Kenny G fan, loved Kenny G. I've never been a big fan. That smooth jazz just isn't my style.
I've never heard the words monster and Kenny G and fan uttered in the same sentence.
It's true.
So, are you ready to soft rock?
You want to know?
Don't make fun of soft rock. I like soft rock. Kenny G is something else.
He played at Sandstone.
It was a sellout, I'm sure.
I'm telling you. And I'm not taking away from his talent or the talent of all the musicians that play with him. But man, I could have used a pillow and a soft blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Just sat in my seat and just wake me when it's over, Shonda. I'll be happy to take you home.
Okay.
Whew. Sam, you can stop anytime.
Yeah, I'm good.
You guys awake in there?
Not really.
Nope.
Okay. So you're going to go see Kenny G is what you're saying?
No, I am not.
Oh, come on.
We used to have a smooth jazz radio station in this town. Smooth Jazz 106.5. Or was it 96.5?
All the listeners are still asleep.
I was just going to say, have we looked at traffic crash data from that time?
Wake up!
I don't know who fell asleep at the wheel.
So last night, the Dallas Cowboys looked like the Dallas Cowboys. But did you see what happened to the ceiling in their stadium?
It came crashing down like the team?
A piece of the roof at the home of the Dallas Cowboys fell to the field while the retractable portion of it was being opened at least 3 hours before a 34-10 drubbing to Houston on Monday night. Thankfully, AT&T Stadium was mostly empty when this piece of metal fell from the roof. The roof was closed without incident about an hour later. Here's something we could talk about. They blame it on winds gusting to 30 miles per hour during the day.
Oh, my.
What happened in our city last night? My word.
Toilet was going up and down and up and down.
The pressure was that high.
Yes. Did you know that?
The toilet was? The
water.
Oh.
It was like a geyser. I didn't know what was going on.
The toilet was just floating.
I thought it was possessed.
It was in the air.
No, that wind was absolutely insane. There's a construction site near a place that I visit every day that I'm not allowed to talk about where they have two porta potties on the sidewalk outside of that construction site. Both of them were on their side, the blue liquid running across.
Gross.
The roadway.
What other liquids?
The trees in the area were literally bent in half. I was driving down College and I was in the right lane and I hit a channel of wind and all of a sudden I was in the left lane. All it right. was
so
wild.
I've got some I wouldn't say it's heavy, but pretty heavy wicker furniture on my front porch. And whatever came through last night rearranged everything.
Bye-bye.
You still have that stuff after that tornado even?
You know, you can mock me for being a tornado survivor all you want, but I'm the only one of the four of us who almost got killed by a tornado.
I know. We laugh because we love you.
What?
Every time he tells the story, it's like...
I've actually been in
one. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the club.
Okay.
I was there first.
The Tornado Survivor Club of Dan and Parks.
And Dan actually survived a tornado.
Sam...
So the wind was really rough last night.
It was the noise.
Yeah.
It sounded like a train. I kept thinking, can wind kill you? Because I feel like we're about to die.
Well, yes, wind can kill you. That's what a tornado is.
Tornado is not just wind. It's a whole lot more than
that. It's round wind?
It's round wind, Sam. Yes, thank you. We should tell Brian the next time. And I know we can't joke about severe weather, but wouldn't it be funny just
round
once?
Wind
we have
warning.
A wound wind alert.
That was so hard to
say. Is it
you
wound
better
wind?
Watch and be wary. We got a wound wind alert.
Wound wind warning.
Wow.
In the words of newer boss, how does this show get ratings?
I thought my car door was going to fly off when I opened it up. It was one of those where you open it up, you grab the handle, you grab the outside of the door.
Do you think we can get Busby to say round wind?
If it's a watch.
If it's a watch for wound wind.
We're watching for wound wind.
What is wound wind?
It's wind that goes wound and wound.
What is going on?
Not really sure. Quickly changing the subject.
No fun.
Did I do that? Jaleel White is opening up about his time on Family Matters,
okay.
Revealing what it was like to grow up on the set. The actor who played Steve Urkel on the beloved sitcom from 1989 to 1998 in his forthcoming book, Growing Up Urkel, White, who is now 47, claims executives told him to wear looser jeans to conceal something as he was going through puberty.
Oh, bless his heart.
Because remember, he wore those tight,
hiked up about mid-torso. I didn't watch the show,
mid-torso.
But I generally remember what he looked like.
According to him, they asked that he ditch Urkel's signature tight suspenders and update his character's wardrobe to a more family-friendly attire after season 8 as he was aging. White started the show when he was roughly 13, finished when he was 22. He says the executives told him, let's get rid of the suspenders and lower those pants, too. Apparently, he has something to be very proud of that they didn't want on a family-friendly show.
All right.
Okay.
So how about that win?
Yeah, how about that win last night, man? It was whipping.
But it wasn't wound.
No, it was not wild, but it was a whipping wind.
It was whipping wildly.
It was a whipping wind warning last night. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have missed an enormous opportunity to have Brian drop one of those words during his weathercast, but it's too late. It's 5:15.
It's going to be very windy tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blustery and gusty up to 30, 35 miles per hour, so you may have an opportunity.
For wound wind.
So we could tell him to watch for wound wind or whipping wind.
Now... our weather yesterday did say there was a slight chance for tornadic activity. I thought that it had to be hot for that, for wound wind.
It's hot wound wind.
We can't have cold wound wind.
I think it's when the cold front run into each other. Isn't that part of what happens when a tornado is formed?
It's colliding wound winds?
The wounding wind. Phenomenon?
Yes, it is when two storm fronts collide, but it requires warm air.
And wind.
Well, the wind is a
got it
product.
So this is what Kenny G has done to y'all.
Yeah.
You heard that smooth jazz and got all goofy.
Somebody on the text line says my tornado story is basically slow jazz. Come on. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Smooth Jazz 98.1 KMBZ. This is Dead or Alive with their big hit, You Spin Me White Wound. believe it was 1985. Yep.
83.
Oh, was this 83? Shoot. Story here from the New York Post. The boredom epidemic is on the rise. A new study published by Communication Psychology found that people are more bored than ever before, and digital media is to blame.
Dopamine overload.
Despite the endless amount of entertainment content that is accessible in today's world, the data from the study titled People Are Increasingly Bored in Our Digital Age.
That's the name of the study?
Yeah. Showed that there's a higher rate of people reporting.
Are they bored too?
Apparently. Their headline writer is.
Gave it, you're all on that headline, didn't you, Irv?
There is a. You say Irv? There's a higher rate of people reporting experiences of boredom. Adolescents and college students in particular are feeling bored more frequently since 2009. One research finding used in the study discovered a rising trend in boredom frequency from 2010 to 2017 with U.S. secondary school students.
There is no more mystery. There is no more fantasy. It is all at our fingertips to access whenever we want it, making it not that appealing when we can access it.
I don't know. Don't you just think we didn't know what we didn't know like 20 years ago? And maybe we were just as bored back then.
I will say this. Digital media, that would include Facebook, would it not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So don't tell me these things don't listen to you.
They do.
Who was the famous musician we were talking about in the last segment? Who
this
was
is crazy?
Kenny G.
Okay. During the break, I went on my Facebook page, refreshed it, and started scrolling down. I barely got very far before a picture of whom, Dana Wright, showed up.
It's Kenny G. He literally looked at me during a break and he goes, look, this thing's listening to me. I just said Kenny G and here's Kenny G.
It's a picture of Kenny G.
It's not necessarily listening. It's because I pulled up Kenny G on the server here in the studio and that's connected to this server.
That is the most action Kenny G has gotten in like 16 years.
He's going to get his first royalty check in months.
Someone at Google's like, we're peaking in Kansas City. What is happening? This is go time, people.
But it's a real thing, and it's going to be a growing problem. Our attention spans are decreasing, and here I go sounding like the old fuddy-duddy. We can't sit down and pay attention to something for more than 5-10 minutes. We need everything in 10 to 15-second bites.
Yep.
Even the longer videos on these social media platforms get pushed down in the algorithm because it is common knowledge among the algorithm writers that people are not interested in the longer form videos.
Sam, I met with someone last night who was like trying to just explain all of the Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, like, what is the average attention span when someone is looking at a video? And you know what she said?
Let me guess.
Yes.
20 seconds.
Wait. Can I guess?
No. You're not even close. Yes.
3.5.
It's 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Three.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is the same exact metric that was used in news reporting for TV news packages.
So yesterday we had that story about how a fifth of American adults say they get their news from influencers, right? And for people your age, Sam, that number climbs to 48%.
Mm-hmm.
For the younger adults, 48% of young adults in America get their news from online influencers. And I was watching Morning Joe, and they brought up this story, the study that we read about yesterday. And Joe Scarborough, who's obviously the Joe of Morning Joe, asked this writer, Mike Barnicle, who's very intelligent. He said, how can we compete in a four-hour news show to get so that we are one of the news providers
relevant
for
all that.
American adults? And Mike Barnicle, in a very honest answer, simply said, how do we on a four-hour show compete with 20-second clips online? We don't. We can't compete.
Yeah.
Well, the only way to actively compete with it would be to give in and start creating the 20-second clips in hopes that it will draw them back to the larger package.
Have you not ever seen a reporter or a news anchor say, stop what you're doing right there and let me just show you this.
Yeah.
Like, there's a method to all of that madness. They're actually trying to get you, if you're ironing in the morning, whatever, be like, what? I've heard it so many times, I don't do it anymore.
Or here's one. Let me step out of the shot so you can get a better look.
Yeah.
Something like that. And
and standing in front of a dark, vacant building.
Right. That was on fire 4 hours ago, but now is not.
Right.
Let's not forget the dust.
Sam?
But no,
there is going to come a time.
Yes.
And it is going to be sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Where Scott and I unveil a clip of young Samuel.
My entire career is in this building. It's not going to be hard to find.
It's going to happen at the time and the place of our choosing. Just putting you on notice.
And here's what else is going to happen, Sam.
Okay, studies have been done that prove that in the news package for B-roll, you're not supposed to keep the same image on the screen for more than 3 seconds. That's because the brain, the way that we have taught our brain to ingest information, will literally shut off from what you are watching and start thinking about whatever it wants to think about.
Then why can, a live sporting event, they don't just, obviously they jump to different angles throughout the event, or the game, but they don't, have a little timer and, 3 seconds, go to another angle. Okay, 3 seconds, go to another angle. Is it because it's live? It's
you're already hooked.
Okay.
You've already got a purpose to be there.
Great point on the text line. Joe Rogan doesn't do 20-second clips. That's true.
But he's the hook. If you go seek out Joe Rogan, you are there for Joe Rogan.
He is the product.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if he were trying to build his fan base, you know what you would see a lot of?
20-second Joe
clips.
Rogan.
Yeah.
I find this study to be fascinating, that we are in an era when, there's an old Bruce Springsteen song. It came out in the early 90s, I think it was. And this was back when cable TV was getting a lot of channels, not like it is today. But the title of the song is 57 Channels and Nothing On.
Yeah.
And I remember when that song came out, it's a short song. It's only like 2.5 minutes long or something. But I remember thinking to myself, that's actually true. I don't know how many channels we had back then, but it was more than three. Yeah.
Or four if you counted
PBS.
KTWU.
Wow.
In Topeka. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we had three channels. And then all of a sudden in the early 90s, you've got HGTV, you've got MTV, and yet you would click through that thing and somebody say, hey, what do you want to watch? There's nothing on. There's 57 channels.
When we come back, the Kansas City Star is asking today, do you call it dressing or stuffing?
Okay.
And last night I tried to Instacart a kitchen item and ended up down a rabbit hole, Scott, over what you call this kitchen item. And I think it's regional. Okay. I think it depends on where you grew up. What did your grandmother call this? What do you call it? Because the Instacart shopper was like, this? And I'm like, no, this.
913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget to swing by our website if you can tonight or tomorrow, whenever. If you're willing, if you're able, and make a donation to Coats for Kids 2024. Every penny stays in Kansas City, and every penny is used to buy new coats for children in Kansas City, the five school districts that we work with. KMBZ.com or text to 44321. It's one word, KMBZ Coats. And thanks to Operation Warm and, of course, our sponsor, Pinnacle Bank.
Ready?
We're ready.
All right, classic. That sounded like a fart.
That one was a good one. 1 week from tomorrow. We will open the cranberry sauce 1 week from tomorrow. Speaking of which, you had a Thanksgiving-related story?
So I just saw this on the Kansas City Star. They were saying, do you call it dressing or do you call it stuffing? And first of all, what do you call it?
We call it stuffing.
Sam?
Well, there are proper terms.
I'm not asking what the proper terms are.
Who are you, Dan Weinbaum?
Dan, well, I'm asking what you call it.
It depends on how it was made.
I call it different things
depending on how it was made. If it was made in a pan, that is dressing. If you stuffed it into the bird, that is stuffing.
Well, we call it stuffing, and it served as a side dish that was not in the bird.
I think everyone, it's like Kleenex and tissue. most people just call it stuffing, even if it's not stuffed in the bird. My grandmother always called it stuffing.
Yeah, so do we.
No. My grandmother called it dressing. Pardon me. Everyone else in my family calls it stuffing.
Is it soda, pop, or Coke?
Pop. See, that's regional, too.
We say soda.
Ugh, I don't like saying soda. I don't know why, but it bothers me.
Sody pops.
No, I don't like it. Okay, so this came up last night when I was Instacarting.
Okay.
And then I went online to look it up, and people have been fighting over this for a while. I was looking for a spatula. Now, when I say the word spatula, immediately Rorschach tests me. What is the image that comes to your mind?
Handle and a flat, almost square head that you use to flip pancakes and
with
stuff.
With holes in it, slotted holes.
Yeah, slotted holes.
Yeah.
We sure about that?
Yes.
So I didn't know this. People apparently call that a turner. I have never heard it called that.
That is another name for it.
A turner.
A spatula is called a turner?
Well, that specific type of spatula. So spatula, again, kind of like facial tissue versus Kleenex.
Okay.
Has many meanings.
Right. You're both wrong. A spatula is a rubber, silicone, rectangular-shaped head, and you scrape the side of the... That's how you get the batter out of the bowl when you're making a cake.
No, that's a scraper.
No, that is a spatula.
What?
You know, a spatula. The thing, like, if you're baking a cake, Scott, or something that has stuff... phones are ringing. Sticking to the edge of the bowl, you take the silicone... You know, it's a spatula. I don't know what else to call it. That's what you call it.
That is the original spatula.
Then how did it morph from the silicone head?
You're right.
That is the original spatula.
That is a spatula. My entire life, my grandmother always had those because you know what? Waste not, want not. And those farm women, they did not waste a shred of it. There was no licking the bowl back in the day. There was nothing left because of the spatula.
A spatula is a broad, flat, flexible blade used to mix, spread, and lift material, including foods, plaster, and paints.
Plaster? Anyway, so I say to the Instacart person, I forgot I need a spatula. That's just something that did not make it over to my new space.
I would have gotten you what we just described.
Yes. So he wrote back like this one, and I was like, the thing that flipped things? Is that what, do they also call that a spatula? I think that they do. I go, no, the other one. The standard thing that we call a spatula. He had no idea what I was talking about.
The thing you use to flip pancakes.
Yes, the more common definition today in just speaking vernacular would be the turner.
But don't you find it interesting, Sam, that those are two completely different tools in the kitchen? It's like a screwdriver versus a hammer. And at some point in our lexicon, we merged that word to mean two different tools in the kitchen.
Well, you know the variety of different wooden utensils that you use for cooking?
A wooden spoon.
Yeah, all of those, the different varieties, different shapes. Some of them are spoons, some of them are flat, some of them are square, some have a rounded corner, some have slots. Those all have specific names. And I have never been able to find the list, but I know that those names exist.
Well, yeah, but we call a whisk a whisk. We don't, like, over the years, turn around and then look at a spoon and go, we now call that a whisk. I just found it very interesting. And then I looked it up. There have been articles written about why we call spatulas spatulas when the spatula is supposed to be the thing with the rubber head on it.
I am so confused right now.
You have one I guarantee you have one.
I know I do. I have what I now know to be a real spatula.
Your grandmother's was a wooden handle, and it was thin wood, pressed wood.
Right.
And then at the top was a white rubber head.
Correct.
Shaped like a...
And she would use it to get all the cake mix out of the bowl.
Shaped like a sailboat sail.
Yeah. That's a spatula.
That is a spatula.
My whole life has been a lie.
I know it.
Her name is
Tell
Lynn.
Tell me, Dana Lynn. Welcome to Witness Protection.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay.
I'm here to educate.
We'll take one on this, Sam.
You gonna argue with me? I'm telling you, I went through this last night with the Instacart guy.
This is only gonna make my head hurt.
When did we start calling a turner a spatula?
Somebody says, no, they're called scrapers. They're not spatulas.
No, scrapers are those things you put on your tongue at the end of the night and they gross me out. I don't like that word.
Also, spatula can be used, it's synonymous with tongue depressor as
it's
well.
Disgusting.
In a doctor's office, they call that a spatula in some places.
The word spatula, by the way, comes from the Latin spatha, which means broad sword. But Dan knew that.
Dan Wenmo? You? With a female voice?
There is not a specific point in history where people definitively started calling a Turner a spatula. It was more of a gradual linguistic shift where spatula became the more common term.
Tatiana in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. I was calling on the stuffing versus dressing comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it may be a cultural thing because we actually call it dressing because we actually make it with the cornbread, celery, the sage,
yes,
the turkey necks, blah, blah, blah. And we call stuffing that you make from out the box.
But we call it stuffing at our house, at my mom's house, and she makes it from scratch.
I think it's a mix, Tatiana. I think it's cultural, I think it's regional, and I think it's generational.
Mm.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, we do stuff it with the turkey, but if you make it homemade, then we call that dressing where I'm from.
Okay.
So if you buy it out the box, then it's stuffing.
Well, where are you from so we can get an idea of the geographical differences?
Well, I'm from KCK.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
This is my first time calling. Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, welcome on in.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Hey, the next time you're making dressing, use a spatula to scrape the side of the bowl.
Will do.
Be well.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Wait, were you breaking down the origins of the word spatula a second
because
ago?
It is ancient Roman, and if you look this up, these things go back thousands of years. Back when they were making Pillsbury cakes.
Or broadsword.
Mm-hmm.
Or spade, the digging tool.
Oh, my God. What has happened?
Then botanists borrowed the term.
You are no Dan Weinbaum.
Spade.
No. Sam.
You can try all
from
you
Latin
want.
From Latin in the 1700s.
You can try all you want, but you're no Danny W. Scientists have discovered a surprising silver lining of the COVID-19 infection. A new study by researchers at Northwestern Medicine published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation revealed a correlation between COVID-19 infection and cancer regression.
Regression?
Mm-hmm. Though doctors at Northwestern University warned that the research is still in the early stages, they are hopeful that more tests could lead to new treatments in the future. The team observed that the I'm not going to know what I'm talking about here. The RNA from the SARS-CoV-2 virus, I guess that's COVID.
SARS-CoV-2.
Yeah. Can trigger the development of anti-cancer immune cells in the human body.
Did you see in other medical news that there is a new nasal spray to treat migraines, and it was developed here?
In Kansas City,
it was developed in Kansas City.
We were talking about that wind last night. I had the worst migraine.
It's the pressure change.
I laid in the middle of the floor for about an hour.
Was the pressure low or pressure high?
The pressure was, that would be high pressure.
Was it whipping or wounding?
It was whipping and a wound sensation.
I will tell you this. Yeah. I don't know a lot about the new migraine spray, but it would make a whole lot of sense that you would use a nasal spray for the migraine to get it right up there.
Haven't they also found that Botox
for some people
helps with migraines?
Yep.
I cannot imagine what it would be like. Have you ever had a migraine headache?
Three times, plus my descent migraines every once in a while when I'm on an airplane that no one can tell me why.
And like you're sensitive to light.
It is like an ice pick behind your eyeball.
Ugh.
You will never call a migraine a headache again or a headache. You know, most people have a headache. Yeah. Oh, I have a migraine. No. Once you have what is a migraine, you will never, ever conflate those two again.
I've had six.
I've had people who suffer from migraines regularly tell me it's almost offensive to call that a headache.
Yep. It brought me to my knees.
I
vomited. I mean, it was the most intense pain. I thought I had a brain tumor.
And it's just behind your eyes.
It was always behind my left eye. Mm-hmm.
Just massive pressure and pain.
Like an ice pick in there.
And the only thing that will help is laying down.
Oh, that wouldn't even help.
In the dark?
Yeah, well, yeah, I closed my eyes.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Who sings this, Sam?
This is Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours.
Troubadours, yeah. It's very funny. Man, could things get any worse for Boeing? Boeing will lay off more than 200 workers based in South Carolina as part of a massive cost-cutting drive that will slash 17,000 employees, or 10% of its total workforce. The aerospace giant last week notified 220 employees who assembled a 787 Dreamliner at a Charleston-based facility that they would be let go.
They're laying off people in the assembly process? Are we sure that's a good idea?
I guess. On Monday, Boeing said in a notice filed with the Employment Security Department in Washington that it has so far laid off 2,199 workers in that state alone, South Carolina. Not good. CNN's Bleacher Report is weighing in on the best player at every offensive position in the NFL. I won't bore you with all of it.
Please.
Quarterback.
Of course it's Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
I said it yesterday, pound for pound.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
Well, he's pretty good.
Until 3 games ago, Mahomes had more interceptions than touchdown passes.
Running back. Bijan Robinson.
Okay.
Which, by the way,
is Kelsey
ridiculous.
On that list?
We'll get to tight end in just a second. Wide receiver.
I don't know.
Jamar Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals. Tight end.
Totally worthy on Jamar Chase.
Please. That has to be Kelsey. Don't you tell me they picked somebody else.
Kittle.
They just picked somebody else because they don't like us.
George Kittle from the 49ers. There's only one chief on the entire list.
Chris Jones.
Creed Humphrey.
They didn't do defense.
Oh.
Just offense.
Oh. Harrison Butker.
Creed Humphrey at center.
Woo.
Sweet Creed.
I didn't even look at the list.
Number one.
I just saw tonight he gave a military family a tour of Arrowhead that was on Channel 9 tonight. He's such a good guy.
They did do defensive tackle. It is not. It's Dexter Lawrence from the Giants.
They just don't like us. I now understand what you guys have been trying to tell me for months.
We're the most hated team in America.
Ugh, it's so stupid.
Well, it's really funny because we went 9-0, right? And then we lost one. Now we're 9-1. Guess what graphic the NFL posted for the first time this season yesterday?
What NFL graphic? Who?
The NFL posted for the first time this season. They posted it yesterday.
I have no idea.
The top three longest winning streaks in the league.
They just posted that.
They didn't post it once while we were marching and undefeated. The second we lose and we no longer have a nine-game winning streak.
That's because the streak has come to an end. If it kept going, they would have to keep updating it.
No, they wouldn't have even put it out, is what
that's
Sam's
what I'm
saying.
Oh. They, for 9 straight weeks, they didn't put out a graphic of these are the longest winning streaks in the NFL.
I see what you're saying. A record number of Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year, according to AAA. In a release, the group predicts 79.9 million travelers will go 50 miles or more for the Thanksgiving holiday period, which begins next Tuesday, ends the Monday after Thanksgiving. That projection is 1.7 million more travelers than last year. And you've heard about the escaped monkeys. A Portuguese airline was forced to ground one of its passenger planes last week after discovering that 132 hamsters had escaped from cages in the cargo hold and roamed free throughout the airplane. It's TAP Airlines. Flew from Lisbon to some islands I can't pronounce, was taken out of service after its arrival.
If one of those little buggers had run up and down the aisle and up my leg, you would have to bring the crash cart to
But it's
Dana.
Not. It's a hamster. It's not a mouse.
It's still in the rodent family. I don't want them anywhere
Did
near me.
Did you ever have a rodent pet?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of guinea pigs.
Nice.
And I think a hamster that did not fare well, if memory serves. We were really young, like 5, 6 years old.
We had a Daegu once for the kids.
Now, why would you do that? We just talked about owning exotic animals yesterday. It's not a good idea.
A Daegu is just like, it's a bigger gerbil.
Oh, gross.
And we bought it at Pet Stop in Shawnee, which we were talking about yesterday.
After you said hi to Frankie.
Guess what brilliant name Sarah gave our Daegu.
Daegu?
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely
Daegu
correct.
Daegu the Daegu.
Daegu the Daegu. We got to run. Hey, don't forget, if you can, if you're willing, we are collecting money for Coats for Kids 2024. You can find the link on our website at kmbz.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.